Committee on April 17, 2013. Okay, we're going to, I think today's going to be a rather unusual day in committees, and so we're going to be kind of, we're waiting for paperwork still from LFO on a bunch of bills, and so what we're going to be doing is, and they know that we're going to be meeting until 10 o'clock, so we might be standing down quite a bit and trying to wait for paperwork, but there are some bills that are ready to go, and that's ones we're going to work on. Okay, there are a couple of bills that we will not be hearing if you're here at 8 o'clock in the morning to hear them and with your bated breath. And one of them is 2608 escrow trust fund accounts. We're going to be working on that during the interim. 2702 alcohol impact areas. We're also going to be working on that in the interim. 3042 the wage equity, and 3141 direct sellers. So 2608, 2702, 3042, and 3141. Okay, I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 2535.
Madam Chair and committee members, this bill requires the workers' compensation rates for clients of temporary service providers to be based on the client's experience rating. Actually skip to the Dash 3 amendment that was adopted on the 15th. It replaces the original measure, and it prohibits the employer client of the temporary service provider from paying the employee through the temporary service provider and at the same time paying the employee directly in the same pay period. The committee adopted the amendment on the 15th. There's no revenue impact. There is a minimal fiscal impact, and there's no subsequent referral.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2535 to the floor with the due pass as amended recommendation.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 2535 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Do we have any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Holsey.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenmer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Jordan.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Representative Holvey, would you like to carry this bill?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So I close the work session on House Bill 2535. And and open a work session on House Bill 2540. And if you could summarize.
Madam Chair, committee members. This bill allows a construction contractor's board to revoke, suspend, or refuse to issue a license if the person is engaged in dishonesty by enabling evasion of certain obligations. And it adds unpaid wages to the definition of a construction debt. And the committee adopted the Dash 1 amendment already, and there's no revenue impact, and there is a minimal fiscal impact with no statement issued and no subsequent referral.
Okay, thank you.
We've already amended it, correct?
Correct, yes.
So we're now moving forward. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2540 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 2540 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Just a brief comment. I want to thank Representative Holvey. I couldn't believe this. They don't already have this authority. It's one of your better ones this session. Thank you, Mr.
Did you say one of the few better ones?
That is now on the record, Representative Barton. Okay. Any other discussion or comments?
Yeah. I feel so honored.
Okay, thank you. Hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Holvey.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenmer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes.
Maybe I should get in.
You want to carry the last one?
Would like to do that?
Carriers.
It's fine. You know, whoever wants, I can carry it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll hand one of them off to Kennemer.
Thank you. Representative Holvey will carry the bill. Okay, the next one, at least on your agenda, 2608, will be worked on during the interim. And do we have paperwork yet on 2669?
Yet.
Okay. So we will be coming back to that one, hopefully. Okay, do we have paperwork on 2672?
We're waiting on that one as well.
Okay.
Now, 2669 goes to rules, doesn't it? The income bill?
Yeah.
If we have the paperwork on 2669, it could go to the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's so, okay. The confusion I have. Okay, thank you.
Okay. As I say, 2672, we're still waiting for paperwork, but we can open a work. Actually, I did not close a work session on House Bill 2540, so I close the work session on House Bill 2540 and open up a work session on House Bill 2977.
Madam Chair, committee members, this measure requires a construction labor contractor to be licensed by the Commission of Commissioner of Boley. The Dash 1 amendment was already adopted and specifies that nothing in the farm labor contract statutes affects whether the person is an employee for purposes of wage claims and minimum wage. The Dash 1 has no revenue impact and a fiscal statement has been issued, and there is a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2977 on the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and that the measure be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 2977 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and the measure be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Holvey.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
No.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
No.
Chair Representative Jordan.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. And do we want a carrier on this
what's
one?
Going away
oh, excuse me. Never mind. There's no carrier. Thank you. Okay, so I close the work session on House Bill 2977. And we're still waiting on paperwork from 3076?
That's correct.
Okay. And so and so we're opening work session. Just in case I didn't, I close a work session on 2977, and I open a work session on 3142.
Mm-hmm. Chair, committee members, this bill modifies the definition of employment-related terms in statutes, and there is no amendment, there's no revenue impact, there is a fiscal statement issued, and there's no subsequent referral.
Okay, thank you.
Ready for motion? We've already amended it, correct?
No,
no amendment.
No,
so we're just going to go straight
no
to the floor.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3142 to the floor at the due pass recommendation.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 3142 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll?
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
No.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Holvey.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
No.
Chair Representative Jordy.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Do we need a carrier on this one?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Actually, I think I'm going to ask Representative Dembro to carry this one. Is he on the bill?
No, it was a committee bill.
Okay, I'm going to ask Representative Bigelow to carry this bill. Okay.
I could have carried it for you, Madam Chair.
You didn't volunteer. Okay, so I close the public work, the work session on House Bill 3142. Do the paperwork on this one? 3342. Yes. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay. We're still waiting for paperwork on, actually 2702 is not being heard. Open up a work session on House Bill 3342.
Madam Chair, committee members, this bill prohibits the public employer from engaging in or using public funds to deter, support, or assist, or promote union organizing. Committee heard the bill on 27th of March. There's no amendment. There's no revenue impact. A fiscal statement has been issued, and there's no subsequent referral.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
A question. You talked about public funds. It says in the summary here, public property, using public property. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Madam Chair, Representative Kennemer, it is both. Prohibits the use of public funds. It also prohibits the employer from using public property to hold a meeting with the employee or the supervisor for the,
yeah.
For
okay,
the
same
purpose.
Okay, so it's both. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Representative Barton.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3342 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 3342 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Whitener.
No.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
No.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Okay, would somebody like to carry this for the who the sponsors on this one?
Chief Sponsors Representative.
Denbrough.
Yeah. I could carry it,
Denbrough,
Mr. Chair.
You didn't volunteer.
I just volunteered.
Okay. Too late. Representative Matthews, would you like to carry this one to the floor?
How about I co-carry with Representative Denbrough? I know it's a real passion of
so
his.
So Denbrough and Matthews will co-carry the bill. So I close the work session on House Bill 3342. House Bill 3473 will be worked on in the interim, so we're not hearing it. House Bill 3263, we're still waiting for paperwork?
That's correct.
Okay. But we can open a public hearing or work session on House Bill 3436.
Chair and committee members, this bill establishes the Oregon Retirement Savings Investment Board to develop recommendations for developing a retirement plan to be offered to private sector employees. Declares an emergency effective on passage. A Dash 1 amendment was adopted by the committee on the 15th. It deletes the requirement the plan includes specific features, specifies the boards to develop recommendations to plan, be directed at private sector employees who have no retirement option through an employer, and modifies specifics included in the board's report to the legislature, and it directs LAC to provide staff support. There's no revenue impact. A fiscal statement was issued, and the committee has requested that this bill be referred to Ways and Means.
Okay. Thank you.
On Ways and Means, this one. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3436 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. The measure be referred to Ways and Means.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 3436 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation, and the measure will be referred to Ways and Means. Any discussion? Representative Kennemer.
Yeah, Madam Chair. There's been a lot of discussion about this bill, and certainly I support the notion of trying to get people to save, and we certainly have problems with people not saving for their old age and other needs. However, I think there are a lot of concerns about the bias and the way the work groups put together, and concerns that if we're not careful, we get into a public subsidized program, and have no objections to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Representative Fagan?
It has not taken me long in this building to learn that there's a pattern that seems to be that somebody will come forward with a big, bold idea, and then when that big, bold idea can't pass, they will compromise and say, okay, well, we'll do a study or a work group. This bill didn't even attempt to come forward with the big, bold idea. It went automatically to, hey, let's do a study or a work group. So I certainly, I think this bill is a very moderate ask, and I'm going to be an enthusiastic yes.
Okay, thank you. Other discussion? I had one. I did talk to the framer of the bill, and I strongly suggested that the practitioners that deal with financial planning and so on be involved directly with the task force. I'm not thinking of anything because they're the experts, and why come in and bring in experts when you've got the experts that are ready and willing to work? So that was a very strong recommendation, and Representative Bailey was very, very open to it. So just to let you know. Okay, any other discussion?
Just connect your power.
Okay, seen none?
Did I already make the motion?
Yes. Oh, you already made a motion. Okay. We move, Representative Barton moved House Bill 3436 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation, and the measure be referred to Ways and Means. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenner.
No.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. We'll have, we don't need a carrier on this one, right?
Right.
Okay, so I close the work session on House Bill 3436. Okay, we're waiting for paperwork on the others.
Mm-hmm.
On 2007-2008. 213.
Aren't those just going to rules?
Pardon?
Do we need the paperwork even to send them to rules?
Yes, we have to suspend the rules to do that. But if it doesn't come in, we have to do that. Okay, so this one's ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, open a work session on House Bill 2613. Jan, if you could summarize.
Madam Chair and committee members, the bill provides that forms of live or historical racing, possibly resulting in wagering pool that's being carried forward to future race, are forms of mutual wagering. Authorizes the Racing Commission to adopt rules identifying permissible offerings. The committee heard the bill back February 13th, but since then there's a proposed Dash 1 amendment that replaces the original measure. It allows a race meet operator that holds a Class A license to conduct mutual wagering at licensee's race course on horse races that were previously held if certain provisions are met. It excludes all but Portland Meadows from conducting mutual wagering on these historical horse races. The Dash 1 amendment, there is a revenue statement issued. There's no fiscal impact, and there is no subsequent referral to Ways and Means on this. I think it's the committee's wish to send it to the Rules Committee.
Yes.
The Dash 1 has not been adopted, correct?
That's right.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 2613.
Okay. Representative Barton moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2613. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, my only point would be that I still don't quite understand who gambles on races that have already been ran and how that appeals to anybody with a smartphone. But I said before, I guess, you know, I could wager on what the legislature would have done 20 years ago, but, you know, it's all record. So I'll be supportive sending it to rules, but I still am trying to figure out the problem we're fixing here.
It could be because we're old.
I don't have memories.
No comment, Madam Chair.
No comment. Okay, is there any objection to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, we adopt the Dash 1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2613 to the floor as amended, but without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, we, Representative Barton moves House Bill 2613 to the floor as amended, but without recommendation as to passage, and be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Okay, Representative Winder.
How come we're going to rules with this, and why not just go straight to the floor?
Because we decided it would go to rules.
So it's being political hostage is what I'm hearing.
I wager that it doesn't make it out.
You can't. It hasn't happened yet. You can only wager on things from the past.
And you can only wager at Portland Meadows, according to this amendment. Representative Kinnear.
I think that covered my point.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, discussion? Okay, seeing none, Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
No.
Representative Holvey.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenimer.
No.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, so motion passes. So I close the work session on House Bill 2613. Don't stand down for a little bit. Okay, we're going to stand down for... the House Committee.
And open a work session.
I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 2613.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move we suspend the rules to reconsider the vote by which we pass House Bill 2613 and sent it to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. Representative Holvey moves to suspend the rules to
reconsider
House Bill 2613. You lost your bet. Is there any discussion?
She said, I'm going to wager that it's in the
debate. Is that good enough to vote on House Bill?
Yeah. There's no debate.
No. Okay, no debate.
Objection.
No.
Is there any objection?
It's a roll call vote.
We have to do a roll call on this, so. Brandon?
Representative Fagan.
This is on the suspension, is that correct?
Suspension.
Aye.
Suspension.
Representative Whitener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay. The rules have been suspended.
Madam Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2613.
Okay. Representative Holvey moves to reconsider the vote on House Bill 2613. Okay. Any questions?
Madam Chair,
discussion. Representative,
I kind of feel Whitener. Vindicated, but Representative Fagan over here let me know that I'm losing my wager now.
I hope it wasn't a big one. Okay, any other discussion?
So to teach you not so to gamble, if I may.
That's right. Okay, so this is a vote to reconsider, just not to vote on the bill, this is a vote to reconsider 2613 to go to the floor. Any other discussion? Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Whitener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, so the motion passes.
We're now moving it straight to the floor, is that right? Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2613 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 2613 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
No.
Representative Whitener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Do we have a volunteer to take care of this to the floor?
No, Barton wants me.
It seems Representative Whitener is a particular expert in such matters.
How about Representative Whitener and Representative Barton? Like bipartisan. Right to the floor.
They're wasting too much time. Just give them
that's
one.
A pair
well,
to drive
Whitener, you need a young guy to explain it.
I have to reconsider my vote.
we want them to think about gambling here.
Okay. Thank you very much. The motion passes.
After.
Thank you. So I close the work session on House Bill 2613. And open up a work session of 2614. We're still waiting on paperwork on that.
Correct.
Okay. So open up a work session on House Bill 2923.
Madam Chair and committee members, this bill extends exclusive remedy protections of workers' compensation statutes to partners, limited liability company partners, general partners, limited liability partners, and limited partner. Declares an emergency effective on passage. There's a proposed Dash 1 amendment before you. It modifies when the exclusive remedy protections do not apply, and it applies only to claims or causes of actions arising on or after the effective date. I will add that MLAC did vote in support of the major with the Dash 3 amendment on March 22nd. There's no revenue impact and there's no fiscal impact.
Excuse me.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
You said the Dash 1 amendment and then you said IMLAC approved the Dash 3 amendment.
Dash 3.
Sorry.
So it should be Dash 3 in both instances. Is that correct?
Okay.
That's correct. It's the Dash 3 that's before you and it's the Dash 3 approved by IMLAC. Sorry.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Representative Barton.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2923 to the floor as amended, but without recommendation as to passage, and it could be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 2923 to the floor as amended, but without recommendation as to passage, and be referred to the Rules on Committee. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wish this were going directly to the floor. It's been supported by SAFE, the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association, various business groups, the Governor's Office, House Republicans, and Senate Democrats. Obviously, it's being used for leverage, and just needed to get it off my chest. Thank you.
Okay, it's already been adopted.
And it is an important bill to solve a very important problem, by the way.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Witt.
Madam Chair, I'm curious as to why the motion is without recommendation.
I don't know.
I'm happy to revise the motion should you wish, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Would that be possible?
That would be possible.
I would appreciate that.
I'd like that.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Would you like to...
That the amendment was ever adopted. So
okay, so we're going to go back. We need to adopt the amendment, and then would you like to go through and redo your motion?
Absolutely. Madam Chair, I move that the... So first of all, I withdraw my previous amendment.
My motion.
Sorry. Is Ramona still here?
No, she will be soon.
She may be appearing. Keep it up. She may be any minute.
Neighbor.
I move that the Dash 3 amendments be adopted. House Bill 2923.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the amendment vote? Any objection? Okay. Seeing none, the Dash 3 amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2923 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 2923 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and it be as to pass and it be referred to the Committee on Rules. Okay, any discussion? Representative Witt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill corrects an unintended injustice. It is something that is important to the business community, and it ought to pass out of here and go directly to the floor. My thoughts, I'll be supporting the bill.
Okay. Thank you. Other discussion? You've made your...
I've made mine, and I think Representative Barton.
Representative Widener, and then Barton.
Madam Chair, I would hope that we... would not pass this to rules and that we would make another motion to send it straight to the floor with a due pass recommendation and bypass rules altogether.
Okay, thank you. Representative Barton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have learned through painful experience not to buck the Speaker's office on procedural motions of this nature and share sending the Committee of Rules, so I will be supporting that motion. Having said that, I think this bill is an excellent candidate to go directly to the floor. I wish it were. And I really sincerely hope it makes it there this session. And a lot of work and teamwork from a lot of different groups went into crafting the Dash 3 amendment. I really appreciate all the work that went into that. I'm sorry that this bill is heading to rules at this time.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Story.
Aye.
OK. Okay, the motion passes. Do we have a carrier on this one?
It's going to rules.
Never mind. Okay, so I close the work session on House Bill 2923. Open a work session on House Bill 3315. Jan, if you could summarize, please.
Madam Chair, can you notice this bill requires, we'll just look at the dash one amendment since it replaces the original measure. It requires the Employment Department to inform the employer and the U.S. Department of Labor if it becomes aware in the normal course of business that the employer has federal contract to conduct forced maintenance and is not in compliance with requirements under the H-2B visa program. Requires the Employment Department to confirm whether listed forced maintenance activity jobs under the H-2B program are available to Oregon residents, and requires the department to notify the U.S. Department of Labor, union halls, and community agencies that serve the unemployed Oregon workers that jobs have been listed under the H-2B program. Requires the department to prominently display in public locations information about those jobs listed in the H-2B program, and it requires the department to periodically inform employers of workers in the forced maintenance activity jobs regarding local availability of Oregon resident workers. There is no revenue impact on the dash one. There's no fiscal impact on the dash one, and this measure has a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means.
Okay.
We need to adopt the dash one and then move it to with due pass to Ways and Means. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash one to House Bill 3315.
Okay, Representative Barton moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 3315. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Mm-hmm. Okay, seeing none, I adopt the amendment. Dash one amendment.
Madam Chair, I move to it. I move House Bill 3315 as amended to the floor at the due pass recommendation that it be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 3315 to the floor as amended with the due pass recommendation and be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon? Call the roll, please.
Representative Weidman.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Gordy.
Aye. Okay, so the motion passes. And no carrier needed going to Ways and Means. I close the work session on House Bill 3315. And 33 is ready. It's going to rules. And open a work session on House Bill 3390.
Madam Chair, committee members, this bill requires covered employer to implement sick leave policy allowing eligible employee to accrue at least 7 days of paid sick leave per year at a rate of 1 hour per 30 hours worked. Creates exceptions. Specifies the purpose for which the leave may be taken. Specifies when the employer may require advance written notice of medical verification. Specifies when the employee can take leave without prior notice. Specifies record keeping requirements for the employer. Requires the employer to post a summary of the paid sick leave provisions. Makes a denial of paid sick leave or discrimination against the employee for inquiring about or using that leave an unlawful practice, and it authorizes civil action for violation. There are no amendments before you. There's no revenue impact. There is a fiscal statement issued.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3390 to the floor without recommendation as to passage, and the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 3390 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Rules Committee. Okay, is there any discussion? Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the motion of without recommendation. This bill, I think, for me personally, I have some anxiety over it. I don't doubt that some folks are looking for some resolve, But I also am very concerned that we don't really talk about the businesses that are actually operating in good faith and that are doing good by their employees and that have a vacation plan now and encourage their employees to use the vacation. And if they don't, or if they take a sick leave, give them the option of taking a vacation. That's how we operate in our business. That's how we've heard from others operating in their business. And I think bills like this, when you start talking about has a civil remedy and those things, you know, quite honestly, a small business starts getting pretty concerned. I'm very concerned that I've not seen amendments. I've not heard about anybody working together on this issue. I've just heard that basically Portland's doing it, so we should too. I don't believe the city of Portland sets the statewide policies in this state, and I'm very concerned about statements we're making outside these walls to everybody, not just the individual employee, but the businesses. So I'm not going to surprise you today. I'm going to go ahead and support it going to rules, but I will tell you that if we were voting on it today to go to the floor, I'd be a no vote on that. I just want to be clear.
Thank you, Representative Matthews. Representative Kinnear.
Just wanted to say thanks to Representative Matthews. I think he said what a lot of us feel.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Hearing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
No.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kinnerman.
No.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. So I close the work session on House Bill 3390.
Exactly.
And we're going to stand down for another 10 minutes, 10 after. See if the... We've got more paperwork in, so there's some other bills that we can move. So I'm going to open a work session. We go to the near the top of the agenda. We're going to open the work session on House Bill 2669.
Madam Chair, committee members, the measure extends certain employee protections to persons performing work for educational purposes, declares an emergency effective on passage. Gotcha. There is no LC-drafted amendment before the committee. There's no revenue impact. A fiscal statement has been issued, and that is it.
And why is it being sent to rules?
The reason it's being sent to rules is so there is no amendment, but there's been talk between the OUS system and BOLI on some of the issues that they had, but both parties have agreed to things that they're going to be talking about, and they will present them in rules. And so the two parties have come to agreement, but we're sending it to rules to have them work on it. And that's their, they said that that's where they're going to be presenting. Representative Matthews?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to be clear, I think what's happened was there was a fiscal initially that's not been removed off the bill that needs to be taken out at rules. So really the dialogue that's going to take place is just removing that fiscal. I think as the chief sponsor of this bill, I really, along with Representative Frederick, want to point out AOI's involvement, BOLI's involvement, OUS, everybody working together. I'll tell you, an email that I received yesterday, and I think everybody on committee did, from J.O. Wilson, really speaks to, I think, the class of identifying an issue and actually providing a solution, coming forward as a group. So I appreciate it, and I'm not going to pretend everybody's strongly in favor of doing this. I just think that coming together to find a compromise and work forward on an issue that we all agree should be addressed is very helpful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. We've got good people that have been working very hard on getting bills through, and we appreciate it. Okay.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2669 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Representative Barton moves that House Bill 2669 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation and be referred to the Rules Committee. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Pagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Bart.
Aye.
Chair Representative Gordon.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Okay, no carrier because they're going to rules. I close the work session on House Bill 2669. Okay, and I open a work session on House Bill 2672. Okay, Jen, if you want to describe it.
Madam Chair, committee members, the measure establishes workplace protections for domestic workers, makes violation an unlawful employment practice, requires BOLI to adopt rules related to domestic workers. The committee adopted the Dash 5 amendment on April 8th, which modifies the definition of a domestic worker to exclude companions and domestic work that's performed under a service plan or mental health and developmental disability services and excludes casual labor, prohibits the employer from subjecting the domestic worker to harassment based on disability or sexual orientation. The Dash 5 amendment, there's no revenue impact, and the committee is waiting on the fiscal impact statement.
Okay, because we are waiting on the fiscal impact statement, committee members, what we need to do is suspend the rules to send it to rules without all of the paperwork. And that's, so we're going to have a motion to suspend the rules to send it to without the paperwork. We'll be sending it to rules, and then we'll have a motion again to send it to rules, correct?
Sending it to rules without recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. Is that clear?
Madam Chair, I move to suspend the rules to move House Bill 2672 without the required fiscal statement.
Okay. Representative Barton moves for the suspension of the rules on House Bill 2672 so we can move it without the proper paperwork.
Two rules.
Is there any questions? Any discussion?
I guess not available.
Okay. Brandon, if you can call the roll.
Representative Pagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenimer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the rules are suspended.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2672 as amended to the floor without recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Representative Barton moves that House Bill 2672 be moved to the floor as amended without recommendation and be moved to the Rules Committee. Is there any questions, any discussion? Okay, seeing none, Brandon, if you could call the roll.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenimer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay. House Bill 2672. Motion has passed on its way to rules. Okay, so I close work session or the work session on House Bill 2672 and open up a work session on House Bill 3076.
Madam Chair, committee members, the measure directs Boley to study methods of resolving post-employment disputes and to report to the legislature by December 1st, 2014, declares an emergency. There are no amendments before you. There's no revenue impact, and the fiscal statement was just issued while we were in meeting. There is a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay. Representative Barton.
And there's no amendment, correct?
No amendments.
No
amendment.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3076 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The measure be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay. Representative Barton moves has a motion to move House Bill 3076 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the measure be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing none, Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenner.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. No carrier needed. I close the work session on House Bill 3076. And I open a work session on House Bill 3263. Okay, open up a work session on House Bill 3263.
Madam Chair, committee members, requires the state of Oregon to grant paid sick leave to eligible employees who are victims of domestic violence, harassment, sexual assault, or stalking. Establishes an annual limit of 160 hours of paid leave for the purpose, requires the state to inform certain employees of the communication in the workplace related to victimization, and to inform all employees of availability of leave, declares an emergency. The Dash 2 amendment was adopted by the committee on the 15th, requires eligible employee to exhaust all forms of paid leave before using that leave established by the provisions, requires the employer to inform the employee annually of provisions of the statute, prohibiting employer conduct as it relates to victims of domestic violence. The Dash 2 amendment, there's no revenue impact, and the fiscal statement just came out, and you have it before you in paper.
Okay. Thank you.
And amendment's already adopted, correct?
That's
yes.
Correct.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3263 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. The measure be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 3263 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and the measure be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon, could you take the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenimer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. So I close the work session on House Bill 3263 and open up a work session on House Bill 2007.
Chair, committee members, the bill deems establishments of lottery game retailer or an applicant to be a casino when 50% or more of their net income of the establishment is or is projected to be derived from the sale of tickets or shares in lottery games. There's no amendment before you. The revenue statement has been issued and the fiscal statement has been issued.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2007 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Yes. And so Representative Barton moves House Bill 2007 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Rules on Committee. Any Committee on Rules? Any discussion?
Yeah. Madam Chair, my understanding is that this will be in rules converted to a work group.
Yes, in fact, a work group has been assigned. They, I think, have a first meeting next week, and it's Restaurant Association, Bar Association. Representative Matthews is chair, and we have some folks that are Portland police officer that deals with the issues on Hayden Island. So the work group is formed and is meeting, and hopefully we'll have some recommendations to pass it. So that's what's happening on this issue so far. Would you like to add anything? Or?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate being a part of the work group. I think having folks on all sides of the issue will be very helpful. I think also there's some developments occurring down in that area that might shed some light on the situation, too, and I go into it eyes wide open, ears wide open, trying to find a solution to help them out, and having a police officer on that group will help us as well as the industry, so looking forward to that.
And I appreciate, I think Representative Kennemer is also on that. I appreciate very busy representatives taking the time and also the advocates. So, okay, so we did we move that?
I think I just made the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made to send House Bill 2007 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Rules on Committee. Okay, no further discussion.
So what's the humor about?
I think Representative Witt's going to participate in the group as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Maybe?
Representative Witt is on it, and I do believe Thompson and Kennemer and Matthews.
Oh, there we go.
Nice, so
we just failed to be inclusive? Is that what this was?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I'll thank them for that.
Yeah, anybody with a black and orange tie.
Yeah, anyone with a black and orange tie is on the committee. Hey, Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Weidner.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kennemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. So I close a work session on House Bill 2007. And where are we on this one?
We were to suspend the rules and move it. You're right.
Okay. Okay, open a work session on House Bill 2008. This is another one that does not have all the paperwork in, and so we need to suspend the rules to pass it along to rules without the paperwork until it comes in. So
I can explain the bill.
Yes, and so Jan's going to explain the bill.
Madam Chair, committee members, the bill allows the city to order up to 72-hour cessation of the alcoholic beverage sales or other operation at specified OLCC licensed premises upon reasonable belief that the continued sales or operation are an immediate threat to the public safety. Allows OLCC to place restrictions on activities at licensed premises if the commission has grounds to believe that certain conditions exist. Allows OLCC to suspend, refuse, or revoke a license if a reasonable belief that the license poses a threat to public safety. It requires one member of OLCC have an expertise in law enforcement or public safety. Declares an emergency, and there are no amendments before you. There's no revenue impact, but the committee does not have a fiscal impact yet.
Okay, thank you. So what we're voting on now is to suspend the rules to pass this on to the Rules Committee without the proper paperwork. Representative Witt.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I'll hold back on it.
Okay, so suspend the rules issue?
Go.
Okay. Representative Barton?
Madam Chair, I move to suspend the rules for the purpose of referring House Bill 2008 to the Committee on Rules without a fiscal and or revenue statements.
Okay. Thank you. So Representative Barton moves that we suspend the rules to send the bill on to the rules of paper without paperwork. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
No.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Holvey.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the rules, motion passes, rules are suspended.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2008 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Representative Barton moves House Bill 2008 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Rules. Okay, any discussion? Representative Witt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I feel strongly that reasonable belief is not adequate to shut down a business, even if it's temporary. I think this needs a judge's review before that occurs. There have been no amendments to this bill, and that is extremely problematic to me. I'll be a no on the referral.
Okay, thank you. Representative Barton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I echo Representative Witt's concerns entirely. I would be a no on this, which, however, being that the motion is without recommendation, I consider this a procedural vote, and I'm happy to send it to rules without recommendation. Okay. If this bill in its current form were to go to the floor, I would be a no-go.
Okay, thank you. Representative Kinnamer.
And I guess it goes with no specific expectations regarding amending.
As far as I know,
we still don't have such.
Yes, okay. You are correct.
Without recommendation.
I've not heard of any.
Well,
Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the Vice Chair Barton for making that comment as well. I'm in that same camp. I see it as procedural, like many, but this will be one that I would be a no if folks are out there counting votes right now. If this are going to the floor as is, I'd be a no.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, Brandon, could you take a roll, please?
Representative Witt.
No.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. House Bill 2008 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Close the work session on House Bill 2008. Bless fiscal, they're bringing in fiscals as we speak.
Well, I guess.
So we want to deal with this one. Okay, so I close the work session on 2008 if I have not already, and open up a work session on House Bill 3347. Jan, could you summarize, please?
Madam Chair, committee members, this bill was before the committee on the 27th of April. It deals with the car dealerships and the agreements that they have with their manufacturer and distributor and importer. There is a proposed Dash 1 amendment before you that just came to the committee yesterday. There's no revenue impact. We're waiting on a fiscal impact statement, and I believe the idea is to move the bill to the Rules Committee where the parties can continue to work on the agreement on the amendment.
Okay, because this was another one. In fact, we just talked to the parties earlier this morning that are going to be working on amendments. And so we are going to adopt the Dash 1s, and then they're going to work on it in Rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I move that the Dash 1 amendments be adopted to House Bill 3347.
Okay, Representative Barton moves that the Dash 1 amendments be adopted on House Bill 3347. Is there any discussion?
Yes. I guess I'm hearing rumor that there wasn't, that this amendment is just
faulty.
Well, what it was is
that both parties do not agree. In fact, they can speak to it, but just before we talked about it to them about a half an hour ago. And both parties don't agree, but they are working together to get the amendments through in the Rules Committee.
Okay, so why aren't we just passing it as is without this faulty amendment?
Madam Chair.
Yes. Fine by me.
If I recall correctly, and maybe I stand to be corrected, is that the dash one was considered by both parties to be an improvement, but not a full resolution of the difference of opinion.
Yeah, I think we shall.
Yeah. Mr. Cosgrove, if you could explain.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Paul Cosgrove representing the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, and Representative Kenmer said it exactly correct. The dash one is better, it's just not quite there yet, and we hope to finish the rest of it in rules.
Okay. Would you gentlemen like to add anything, or?
Mike Dewey, very quickly, for the Oregon Automobile Dealers Association. We would appreciate the dash one being adopted by the committee. We think we are very close. It's a matter of semantics in our view. And we're going to continue to work together to bring a bill to the House of Representatives. Thank you. And Mr. Risenberg's here if you have any questions.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to the dash ones? Okay. Seeing none, the dash one amendments are adopted. Wait, you don't have to do it. Just one issue.
No, we do not.
Okay. We don't have a fiscal on this yet, so we'll need to again suspend the rules to pass this along to rules without fiscal. So,
Madam Chair, I move to suspend the rules for the purpose of considering House Bill 3347 as amended without the necessary fiscal and/or revenue statements.
Okay, thank you, Representative or Representative Brandon. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Hagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Holdy.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion to suspend the rules passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3347 as amended to the floor without recommendation as to passage, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 3347 to the floor as amended without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Rules on Committee. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon, could you take the roll, please?
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Hagan.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. So it's way to rules. And so I close the work session on House Bill 3347 and open up a work session on Jan, if you could summarize.
Madam Chair, committee members, the bill increases the share of monies retained by the Oregon Racing Commission from payments received by the commission from the gross receipts of mutual wagering recorded by the totalizator system. The committee heard the measure February 13th. There are no amendments before you. Excuse me. A revenue statement has been issued, and you're just getting a copy of the fiscal statement.
Hot off the press.
Saying that further analysis will be required.
Okay.
We're sending it straight to the floor?
We're sending it to rules.
We have the paperwork, and so...
We don't have to
suspend
the rules.
We don't need to suspend the rules, and it has a referral to ways and means.
Okay.
Goes to Ways and Means then.
Yeah. Got it.
So yeah, I'm happy to. I was. Unless somebody objects, I'm going to move this with recommendation. So unless there's going to be a problem. Yeah.
No, there's no problem.
Okay.
Cut and paste it.
Referral to Ways and Means by prior
reference. Prior reference. Okay. Thank you. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2614 to the floor with recommendation, and that the bill be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay, Representative Barton moves to House Bill 2614 to the floor with recommendation, and that it be referred
with a due pass,
recommendation, that it be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Some sort of recommendation.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, as amended?
You know what it is.
As amended?
No, there are
no amendments. No amendments. Okay. Okay, no discussion. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Weidman.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kinnamer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, so House Bill 20, the motion passes on House Bill 2614, and I close the work session on House Bill 2614. Got one more? We have one more.
One more.
$30.95. Oh, that's right.
Suspended if we have a 60. If we
don't have a fiscal. Okay. We have the revenue impact.
Oh, I see.
But not the fiscal.
Gotcha.
Okay, again, this is another one. We've got the revenue impact, but not the fiscal. I open a work session on House Bill 3095, and so it's the idea of moving it to rules, but we have to suspend the rules to move it to rules without the proper paperwork.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of referring House Bill 3095 to the Committee on Rules without the necessary fiscal statement.
Okay, thank you. Representative Barton moves to suspend the rules. Any discussion? You see none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Weidner.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kinnamer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Okay. Aye. Okay. Rules are suspended.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3095 to the floor without recommendation as to passage, and the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. Representative Barton moves House Bill 3095 to the floor without recommendation as to passage, and it be referred to the Rules Committee. Any discussion? Representative Kinnamer.
Madam Chair, I guess without recommendation, because currently it carries an enormous fiscal.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of us are thinking this is a needed bill, but certainly that fiscal makes it improbable, and it needs some adjusting to resolve that matter.
Thank you very much.
And Madam Chair, I'm going to be a no on this bill. I am not comfortable with the underlying bill.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
No.
Representative Weidner.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Sparks.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kinnamer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, House Bill 3095. Passes. So I close the work session on House Bill 3095. I think that's it.
Good work.
Okay, good work, you guys. Got it all through.
Let's stand at ease just for a moment to review something.
Okay, we're going to stand at ease just for a moment. Before I forget that, we are meeting on Friday. We've got two or three Senate bills we're going to deal with, but we're not going to meet until 9 p.m. Or 9 a.m.
Oh, 9 p.m. Excellent. May I be excused?
Yes. Madam Chair, I will not be here at 9 p.m.
Okay. 9 a.m. on Friday. So we're going to stand down at ease for since we've done all this, that we're due, all the bills are set and ready to go, and we've done good work, you guys. And again, reminding that on Friday it will be 9 a.m. that we'll be meeting. Okay? Thank you all for your work. Thank the fiscal office for getting these to us in a time before 10 o'clock. We really appreciate it. So if you guys are watching, which they're not, because they're doing fiscals, I truly appreciate it. Thank you much, and I adjourn the meeting for our House Business and Labor Committee.